Hello, how y'all doing? All right, so this episode is motivated by some conversations people have been having about this eclipse that's coming up, and there's been some prophecies about it, some words about it. And all honestly, I have not listened to them yet. But I still want to make this episode not per se about anything specifically of what people are saying. And I'm not saying what they're saying is not from God. I'm not saying it is from God. I'm actually want to talk about something slightly different because it's related to how our attitude and how we need to position ourselves regarding anything regarding end times, right? One thing I've seen the body of Christ do is they take a position where I call it a self-preservation type position, right? They know that there's these, you know, pestilences coming and there, you know, things that, you know, maybe some systems may not be working as they supposed to be. Like I'm talking about like economic systems, right? So they have a self-preservation attitude, right? Now, I want to say that our preserver is the Lord, always needs to, will be. And we don't have to be concerned of utter demise when the world goes in kaputs, right? Just remember that, right? We have access to all the resources of heaven, right? So we don't have to be nervous or be in fear. But I still want to talk to you about sometimes we do need to be on a little bit more alert when certain things do happen. And Jesus actually mentions what we need to, you know, when we need to have like our focus maybe change, or we need to be a little bit on a high alert. Right. And what is that? Right. Jesus said this, right? When he was talking about like the end of the age, he was talking about wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and famines, right? And you'll see this in all the passages when Jesus talks about the end times. So that'll be in Luke, Mark, and in Matthew. He goes and says all this. He says, you'll be thrown into prison. You know, Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies, right? He'll say all this stuff. There'll be signs in the heavens, signs in the sun and the moons and the stars, right? You know, but he says, don't be shaken by that, right? That's not what you're supposed to be, you know, you should have to be bent out of shape about anything. But when you need to start going, I need to change how I'm doing stuff. I need to maybe, you know, focus, lock myself in on kingdom affairs more than I have been in the past, is when you see the abomination that desolates, right? Or the abomination of desolations. And so what exactly is that? Well, I think it's related to, wait, let me back up. He says, when you see the abomination that desolates sitting where it ought not. Okay. Right. So what's the abomination that desolates? Well, what's the one abomination that we know of that was part of the reasons why God destroyed it? I'll answer that for you. Sodom and Gomorrah, right? And we know what that was, that abomination was. And when we see that abomination sitting where it ought not, where it should not be? Well, it's going to be in the world. We're not expecting it not to be in the world. But when you see it in the church, that's when you need to go, uh-oh, we have crossed a time or a point in the timeline of the return of Christ that we need to begin to think differently than we did before we crossed this point. All right. And so that's where I think where we are right now. You are seeing the abomination that desolates where it ought not to be. It should not be in the church. Like there is, as you can see, there is a more and more organizations, and I mean church organizations, accepting same-sex marriage and other stuff like that. More and more of that. That's your sign that you need to be a little bit more focused on the kingdom than you were in the past. Well, let me give you an example. What do you mean by that? All right. I can only give myself as an example. So that means like for me, right? Before I give excuse like, oh, I'm not going to go to this outreach. I got work I got to do for the office. Well, I need to maybe not do that as much as I used to. It's March Madness, right? March Madness, right? This is the time when we used to watch a lot of basketball, right? And we'll be engrossed in basketball. And there was sometimes we'd be so engrossed in basketball, you may neglected certain, I'm talking about myself. I neglected certain other things, right? Maybe there was a time that I would devote to prayer. I might not be praying that time. Well, in this season, I probably don't want to do that, right? There used to be a time when somebody say, hey, I'm going out witnessing to the mall. You want to go? Before, I would be like, well, oh, man, I got to work. I can't go. Now I'd be like, let me see how I can get out of work so I can go, right? Before, it would be like, somebody's asking for money because they want to establish this prayer network, right? Before, I could be like, well, I don't really want to give my money to that. Now it needs to be, well, I got the money. Instead of me going to go spend it on YouTube TV so I can watch March Madness, I'm going to give it to this organization, right? So, in other words, we have to be more willing to sacrifice, more willing to endure some hardships, right? Like, okay, I'll give you an example. The other day, somebody called me about taking them to a worship service on Sunday, right? Before, I may have been like, well, I'm not able to do it because I got to take care of my family and make sure they get the worship service. Now I need to be like, okay. Now what I'm saying is a good thing. It was a good thing. I know there were certain things people asked me to do for ministry I did not do so that I could grow my family in the Lord, right? Now I need to figure out how to do both. Before it used to be one or the other. Now it needs to be both. You see what I'm saying? So that's where we are in the timeline. So when people talk about like some event that's going to happen and it's going to be cataclysmic, I think I said that right, but it's going to have some big impact. Don't you get like, oh no, what I'm going to do? Don't, that's not for you, right? Remember what the return of Jesus is about. The return of Jesus is two things, right? The wrath of God coming on the sons of obedience and the establishment of the saints of God on the earth, the kingdom of the saints on the earth. So that second part is Jesus is coming back to put us in authority to rule a government, to rule all over the systems and governments and everything else on the earth. That's what the plan is. So don't get shaken when you see things geared toward the wrath of God to come and to get people, to get the sons of disobedience off of the wrong thing and recognizing that God is real and they need, and you want to repent and turn to him so that you can take part in what is coming or in other words, you can escape the wrath and take part in the rulership. All right. So keep your focus on that. Keep your focus on the fact that God is setting you up to rule the earth. And everything that you're going to see from now on is geared towards you taking your authority and ruling the earth. All right. Be blessed.